In the name of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting, the question that I'm going to deal with in this episode is, can we pray in our own language? Well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, we can in those aspects and parts of the prayer where there is no one fixed thing to utter that has been given. And in those aspects of prayers, formal prayer, as salat, where the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, has given us some definite utterance to recite, to speak, where there, of course, no other aspect or language can be added. The truth of the matter is that the prayer according to the Quran is actually meant for the purpose of remembering God. When Musa alayhi salam received his first of the divine revelations, the Quran tells us that the Almighty told him as one of the important instructions that Aqimis Salata li Zikri, you establish prayer for my remembrance. So that the prayer is primarily to remember God. Now, had the entire formal remembrance been left to the individual to decide as to how to do, it would really have lost its spirit, because we humans, of course, are capable of spoiling things quite effectively. But, on the other hand, had the entire formal prayer been given by the Almighty himself without any alterations and changes possible, then it would have been too rigid and stringent for it to be effective for the purpose for which it is said. So that the manner the Almighty gave us his law for the formal prayer is actually a combination of the two possibilities. On the one hand, we have been required to say our prayers in a formal, definite manner with given words, like the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him, always said Surah Al-Fatiha, the very first chapter of the Quran, in the beginning of the prayer. Like, for instance, whenever there would be a change of posture, it would be preceded by the expression Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest. Like, for instance, when we get up after inclining for ruku, which is the customary change of posture after we have stood for a certain while, we go down, kneel, and we hold our knees. When we get up, we say, Sami Allah Uliman Hamida, God has heard the one who has praised him. Rabbana lakal hamd. O our Lord, for you is all praise and all expressions of gratitude. Likewise, when we finish, complete our prayer, we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. May peace be on you, O people who are present, and God's mercy also be on you. These are the utterances which we know were done by the Prophet on all occasions, and there have been no alterations, no other options that have been adopted in place of these utterances. And therefore, they're fixed. They cannot be changed. However, with regard to the rest of the prayer, what we find in the history and the manner that the Prophet said his prayers, that there are a number of different possibilities and options that he himself adopted and allowed others, his followers, to adopt as well. Most certainly, in certain instances wherein he was asked to suggest as to what form of zikr, of remembrance, should be adopted, he suggested a few things, like in the case of praying for him, which is called durood or salam. We do pray normally in the manner the Prophet suggested that we should pray for him. But the fact of the matter is that although it is granted that the various different suggestions that were given by the Prophet are the best way of praying, the fact is that because he allowed different forms of zikr, of remembrance or wordings to be adopted, these wordings can also be said in one's own language, not in the case of Al-Fatiha, not in the case of Allahu Akbar, not in the case of Sami Allahu Liman Hamida, Rabbana Lakal Hamd, not in the case of Assalamu Alaikum Warahmatullah, because these are the utterances which are fixed. But in other cases, it is up to us to express ourselves fully and freely to remember God. May the Almighty enable us to say our prayers in the best possible manner.